Welcome to another episode of Making Magic with your host, Bradley Morris from Magic Media. This is the go-to show for purpose-driven creators to get inspired with innovative new ideas to produce your educational content, build thriving online communities, and turn your message into a movement. Dearly beloved, welcome to the Thrive in Business and Life Without Social Media Masterclass. My name is Bradley Morris. I'm the founder of Magic Media and Magic Kids. You're going to get to know me and my backstory a little bit today. But more importantly, I'm going to share a wee bit of a story with you all on how I broke free from the social media matrix 7 years ago. And it was 18 relationships-based marketing strategies, but now it's 19 relationships-based marketing strategies. I actually just had to update the slides today because of a series of events that are unfolding. Now, you're going to want to make sure that you have something to take notes on. This is a fast and furious workshop. There's going to be about 15 minutes at the end for live coaching and Q&A, and I'm going to give you real world specific examples on all of the strategies that we're going to go through and how I have personally used them to grow Magic Media, our Magic Media partners, and Magic Kids now. So hold on to your hats and let's go for a ride together. And I'm going to open my slides. Okay, thriving in life and business without social media. Number one, I always ask this question because I want to know, and I've delivered this workshop to over 4,000 creators and entrepreneurs in the last year and a bit and live. And the answers are very similar across the board. But why do you want to escape from social media? Why do you want to get off? What is your reason? Share inside of the chat here. This helps me to understand more about you and your motivations. And if you don't know your big why on why you want to leave social media, chances are you're not going to make the big change to actually do it. Maria, lots of work. It feels like you're always a slave to it. It's very time consuming and there's very little ROI. We're going to get to the ROI part of this. I got a magic formula we're going to be going through to see if you have any ROI at all. Bethany, it's a chore. Claire, it doesn't work for me and I find it tedious. Yes. Simon, social media is a time and life suck, making people feel shitty about their lives by comparing to other people. Yeah, exactly. Carrie, I love social media, but I'm not getting the results. Yeah, you're not alone. Don't worry. We got some stuff that if you're going to stay on social media, what to do. Jason, it changes all the time. You can't become masterful without constantly learning and staying on top of it. Yes, it's always changing. Eva, too much work for not enough return. That's right. I'm guessing a lot of you are spending a lot of time on social media, aren't you? It does. It just like the scrolling, the posting, the commenting, the mindlessness of like, hey, I got 5 minutes to pass. I might as well just go over to social media and do the wall thing. So it's very common. Why I left? I had a series of reasons. Now, I created a group on Facebook, which might still be there for any of you on Facebook, and it was called Evacuate Facebook or Evacuate Social Media. And I had that group for 3 years before I finally left 7 years ago because I was feeling like it wasn't a place I wanted to hang out. Some of my reasons for wanting to leave were basically, rather than connect us, it divides us. I think it's doing this more than ever. Would anybody agree with that? Rather than being inspired, we feel anxious. I think it's also doing that a lot in people's nervous systems. Rather than building friendships, we get followers. And if you look into that a little bit, it's kind of bizarre and a little bit twisted and strange. Rather than creating more connection, we have more loneliness than ever before. Rather than feeling safe to share our thoughts, we censor them, or the thought police will censor them for us. Thank you, thought police. We love you, keeping us safe from our own minds. And rather than being free, we become addicted to our devices. Our devices are always on us. We gotta check, we gotta scroll, we gotta comment. It's just this never-ending thing that takes us out of ourselves and it takes us out of the present moment. Well, damn it, I had a moment that changed it all for me. This was 7 years ago. My son had just been born and I was up on a mountain and I was watching the sunset. And remember, I'd been contemplating leaving social media for quite some time. And I had this experience where I'm reflecting on the beauty of having my new son the beauty of building this new branch of my business. We just launched a course called The Great E-Course Adventure, which for the first time in my career, this is my 20th year right now, I felt like I'd married my inner entrepreneur with my inner artist. And we built this epic online course for building online courses called The Great E-Course Adventure. It was like Saturday Night Live meets the Indiana Jones. And we just mashed that all together and we create this incredible course. And I was very grateful and I was feeling really blissed out and I'm watching the sun go down. And then all of a sudden, I caught myself thinking in Facebook speak, meaning I was already pre-writing what I was going to post later on when I got home about the moment I was in. And therefore, I left the moment. And it was in that moment that I was like, holy shit, I don't own this moment anymore. Mark Zuckerberg owns my moment. And that's not cool. It felt very, very invasive to me to feel like my brain been hacked. And I think a lot of people can relate to this of feeling like you don't necessarily own your content. You don't own your thoughts. Facebook owns your thoughts or Instagram or TikTok. They own it. You are the product. And so that moment I was like, this is enough. I went home. I told my wife I'm leaving Facebook tomorrow. And that was it. Now I had a lot of fears about leaving, which is why I hadn't left for 3 years. Have a business, I have a baby, my main marketing strategy that I got clients and people to buy my courses was mostly through social media. And so leaving was basically like closing the door on the number one strategy I had going for me. And that was terrifying. And leaving was the strangest thing ever. You would think that with all those thousands of friends I had on social media, that once I deleted my account, people would be texting me and calling me and inviting me to parties and potlucks and events and dance parties and all the things. And do you know what the result was? Do you know what happened when I left social media? When I left social media, the phone did not ring. People did not text. It was crickets. And we just moved to this island, Salt Spring Island, British Columbia. We were 3 years into it. We're still pretty new to the community. And so I felt so alone. And that forced me to look in the mirror and realize everything I'd built on social media was just an illusion. My Facebook friends didn't bring me soup when we were sick. They didn't do meal trains when we had a kid. They didn't come help me chop my wood before the winter. They didn't invite me out on adventures. It was all just a lie that wasn't real. And so my wife and I set out on an adventure to build real village in the real world. And for the last 6 years, I've run a group on Salt Spring Island here. I actually just passed on my presidency a month ago called Man Ventures. And every Tuesday we get together and whatever guys show up, decide what the adventure is going to be the following week. And we've done everything. We do work parties for each other. If a man's having a baby, we chop his winter supply of wood. If there's a mama in the community that needs some support, we'll show up and support. And we go on canoe adventures. We play sports nights. Actually, our publishing company, Magic Kids, which you can see right there, a bunch of the books and audio stories and app, which I'll tell you a little bit about later on. That happened because of Man Ventures. A group of 12 men, mostly dads, got together and we all wrote children's stories one night. And that was the beginning of my publishing company. So what I discovered and what basically set me on the path and the relationships-based marketing strategies you're going to be learning today, it was all through letting go of the illusion that this online connection was telling me was real. And it was discovering how to have real relationships in the real world once again. So I learned a lot. And one of the things I learned is that the world does not need more social media. What we need is more social connection. We need more humans getting together in person, more people connecting on live experiences just like this right now. It'd be better if we were in the same room, but this is good enough. This is what we can do with all of us spread out around the world. And so my question for you, again, it's like you have the thing that you said earlier about why you want to get off. Okay, let's pretend you got off. How many hours a week do you think you spend on social media? Is it 5 hours? Is it 10 hours? Is it more? And that's like scrolling, posting, preparing to post, commenting, going to other people's pages, trying to network, trying to close sales, everything related to social media. You know, the mindless scroll, how many minutes are wasted per day when you're sitting on the can, you know, with your phone and you're scrolling it. So let's just say you took back all that time, not to mention you took back all those brain cells and your own consciousness, your own ability to tap into your own creative thoughts without the need for social media to be feeding you something all the time. What do you do with the extra time that you always tell yourself you don't have enough time for? Because I'm going to tell you something, when you leave social media behind, you get a bunch of time back. So what do you do with your extra time? Share in the chat. What are some things that you're going to start doing that you tell yourself you don't have enough time for right now? Hey, good idea, Claire. You're going to talk to some people. What else are y'all going to do out there? Going to talk to people. Yeah, you're going to hang out with friends. You're going to go outside? Yeah, it's amazing. Leave your phone at home. Otherwise, you'll start going on social media while you're outside. More writing, says Carrie. Be more present. More present in the moment. Paula, you're going to relax more. I'm going to give you an invitation right now, Paula. You can relax in this moment. Yeah, Jason, it is nice outside. Eva, you're going to do more artwork. What else are we going to do, people? Post it. Claim it, own it. The time is going to be available to you by the end of this session because you're going to have other strategies that are more effective than doing social media. Simon's going to start playing the guitar, making more music. Claire's going to build real world business relationships. Oh, you're going to love the strategies that are coming up. So you see, if you haven't wrote it down, write it down because you got to own this. You got to claim it. Otherwise, you're not going to make the changes that are about to be presented to you. So, your big why is a very important piece of the puzzle. So 7 years later, for me, a lot's changed. I was literally working 9 to 12 plus hours a day back in those days because I was wasting probably 3 hours a day on social media, if not more. I also have a bigger team and more systems now. So I'm working about 6 hours a day on average, maybe 7 on a longer day. I don't do 8 hours too often unless we're in the middle of a big launch or something like that. I get more time for rest, more time for adventures. I've grown my company year after year since leaving social media. 7 years in a row of growth. I play golf 6 days a week first thing in the morning, and I compete professionally on the Vancouver Golf Tour. That's a long time dream of mine, and I have time to make that commitment. Get more time for my family, more time for my fitness. A lot's changed. You know, that's the superhero version of me as a stick figure. So this is one of the, this is like your intervention moment right now in the presentation. And it's a very simple formula. We're all professionals here. We're trying to build businesses. Your time is really, really valuable. And it's important for you to value your own time. So question number one, and write this down either publicly in the chat or just on a piece of paper in front of you or in a document. How much money do you think you actually make from time spent on social media? This is clients, this is courses, this is things you're selling, etc. Through the connections you're making on social media and the time you invest on social media, making content, posting, etc. How much money do you make? Is it 500 a month? Is it 1,000 a month? Do you run social media ads and you're crushing it? If you are, you're probably not going to be at this workshop, but maybe you are. How much money do you make? Now, the other question, I want everybody to share this. It's really important. This is a wake-up call for you on how many hours slip away through your fingertips every single week. How many hours per week do you spend on social media? Write that one down. I would say the average for this workshop, most people are spending 10 hours a week, 40 hours a month. And my guess is that's what they're saying. But how many of those people are actually, you know, spending way more than that. So let's just pretend you're making $1,000 a month on social media and you're investing 10 hours a week. 10 hours a week is 40 hours a month. You're making, listen for it, $25 an hour. How much do you pay yourself for your coaching sessions that you get? Probably more than $25 an hour, which means, and this is the big moment, everybody, so pay attention. If you're only getting paid $25 an hour for every moment you're spending on social media, you should hire somebody at $25 an hour to do that job for you so you can do the high leverage things like teach, like coach, like get out into the world, like network, build relationships, create content, video, audio, podcast, write, tour something that I'm going to be teaching you about in a few moments here. You should be doing all these other things that actually generate for you. My guess is, based on the majority of the 4,000 people who have come to this workshop, you probably make almost this much money on social media, the majority of you. Tell me if that's true. Can you track how much money you're making on social media from all the hours that you've invested into that space? There's probably hundreds or thousands of hours of your life that you've invested. So don't worry though. It's all been for fun. You're here. We're doing this. This is the turning point in your life. So yeah, there we go. Eva, true statement, almost nothing made. That's true. Those numbers are me. Simon, I make nothing on social media, but I'm not using it for business. Claire, I fear I am one of those people who makes nothing. Don't worry. Almost all the 4,000 people here make nothing. Great. So in 2020, Celeste says $120,000 these days, $0. Okay. So let's just change the game. Let's open up to a new world of possibilities, everybody. So how do you build your business without social media? How do you succeed? I have one word for it. Any guesses? Any guesses on the one word that can literally change the direction and the arc of your business forever, starting in this moment? One word. And every year at New Year's Eve, I choose a word and the word becomes my mantra. It becomes my way of life. It becomes the thing that I want to become masterful at in my life that year. And I chose the same word 2 years in a row after leaving Bribes, Jason says. Yeah, you all got it. You all got it. Minus the bribes and the trickery part. I mean, those might work for some, but those weren't my words. At least not these 2 years that I'm talking about on New Year's Eve after leaving social media. You nailed it. The word is relationships. Let's work together. What a genius idea. Building real relationships in the real world. So now we got the 19 relationships-based marketing strategies that I have learned and implemented in my business every single year since leaving social to grow my business, to grow my audience, etc. So here we go. This is the part where you want pen and paper. Number one, most obvious, email marketing. If you don't have an email list, need an email list, this is the number one thing you got to get set up today. Have it on your website. Offer people value. Email them regularly. Now, most people send out a weekly, maybe twice a month, maybe four times a month newsletter. I don't do social media because most social media folks are posting once a day, sometimes multiple times a day. I email my list 2 to 3 times a week. Now, these are coaching videos, podcast episodes, articles. I typically have a pretty awesome workflow, which if you search my YouTube channel, you can see my workflow. If I capture a coaching clip in one of my coaching sessions inside the Magic Mind, I'll grab that little 5 minute moment of brilliance. I will then take the audio, turn that into a podcast episode. I will take the audio, upload it to a platform called Descript. That will give me a transcript. And then I edit the transcript inside of ChatGPT, which writes me the article version with still using my own language. And then people who open my newsletter can have the audio, video, and the article version so they can choose how they want to consume my content. And that workflow doesn't take me much time at all. Email is really, really important. Treat your email list like gold. It doesn't matter if you have 50 people or 50,000 people. Treat your people like gold. Don't make every email you send wanting something from them. Being extractive, you want to invest in that relationship. Invite them to respond to you in your emails. Create this relationship that goes two streets. It's such a valuable part of your business. More important, because you own the email list. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't own the email list. Elon Musk doesn't own the email list. It's your email list. Love it. Treat it like gold. If you're one of those people, and I had somebody on this training a little while ago, they had 80,000 people on their email list and they hadn't emailed them for a year. Think about that. It's crazy. Don't be one of those people. Email your people regularly. Send them love. Tell them stories. Connect with them. It's really important. Next, signature workshop. This is so valuable. Guess what you're doing right now, everybody? Welcome to my signature workshop, Craft and Tour. Wait, no, sorry. This one is Thriving in Business Without Social Media. So what is a signature workshop? A signature workshop is a workshop that it's a new audience's first experience of you. Many of you have probably never even heard of Bradley Morris from Magic Media. And welcome to this. And a signature workshop, you share your story, your philosophy, you offer an audience their first transformation with you, and then you call them to adventure. So whatever the next step is, your membership, a program, etc. You then craft that workshop once and you tour it again and again and again. So, you know, I do this on virtual stages. Last year, I did 20 of these workshops on 20 different virtual stages. My email list grew by over 4,000 people as a result, which, as you can guess, that grows my business. That's 20 hours of teaching time. Maybe 15 hours of actual engagement with the hosts who hosted me to help them get set up, to set up the landing page, which is a template on our website for them to send their registrants to, etc. So let's just say 35 to 40 hours to grow my email list by 4,000 people. When was the last time you grew your email list in 40 hours on social media by that much? It just doesn't happen unless you're spending a fortune. So the beautiful thing is about this strategy of having a signature workshop is your best marketing is you changing people's lives and teaching, period. And that's exactly what you touring a signature workshop is all about. And it helps you to do less of the things that you don't love, like being on social media. So I'm collaborating with Tad Hargrave. If any of you know him, you can go to this link. I'll be sending out links at the end of this. There's a coupon code right here. If you want to join this training, Tad and I are running from September 12th to December 5th. And we're basically going to help you craft your workshop. We're going to give you all of our systems and templates from media pages to email outreach, to setting up your hub, to start to reach out, to building the experience, to telling your story effectively. I imagine this one's going to have 100 to 200 plus people. We had over 60 people or 57 people last year craft and tour the signature workshop. You will actually deliver your first workshop live. You will get to network the people who are in the program and you'll get to swap and tour to each other's audiences. And we're going to help you do all these things. And you can save $350 with that coupon code by Friday. It's actually, the price goes up at the end of the month. And there's a $50 coupon code right there. So in total, it's $350 that you can save. And I could talk more about that later in the Q&A. Next up, licensing. This is one that caught me by surprise. Before I was doing Magic Media, I taught 500 meditation workshops. I was teaching 3-4 days a week when I lived in Victoria, BC. I was doing retreats around the world. And believe it or not, ironically, I got burnt out from teaching too much meditation. And that was also the time that I was really starting to geek out on the internet, and audio libraries and apps were starting to come out. And so I spent a year and a half with my buddy, Blair, who's a music composer, producer, also a meditator. And we composed a world-class audio meditation library. And then I started to find platforms, apps to host my content, and they paid me quite well. I have literally had more than 2 million meditators enjoy my meditations on some of the best meditation apps that are out there. I was number one on Mindvalley's Om Vana app for 6 years and running. I generate revenue through these apps. They pay me monthly, quarterly, annually. Some of them just outright buy my libraries. Some of them pay me based on engagements with my content, but I've generated hundreds of thousands of dollars in pure passive income without ever needing to build my own audience in the meditation space. And I haven't been teaching meditations for a long time. We literally built the library once and it's been generating revenue for 7 or 8 years. I have a course inside my Magic Mind community that teaches you all of the steps from production to licensing to, it gives you a spreadsheet with about 100 different meditation apps that you can start reaching out to today. It's a great training. Just joining the Magic Mind for 1 month is worth it just to go get these resources. And that really changed my life. And it actually helped to influence the direction we've taken with Magic Kids, our publishing company, and the work we're doing inside the Magic Kids app. So that's another. Guest appearances are great. Now, here's a caveat. You hear all of the marketing coaches out there who are probably telling you that you need to do podcast interviews. Now, here's the thing about podcast interviews, and I have a very simple example of how this works. So I've done a lot of podcasts over the years, and one example was last year. I did a podcast interview on the $100 MBA, and that podcast is big. You know, we saw the numbers, 120,000 downloads in the first week that the podcast went out. When I saw that, I was like, holy shit, my email list is going to grow a lot. You know how much my email list grew in 1 week with 120,000 downloads? I thought it was a pretty good interview. I thought kind of nailed it. I felt great about it. My email list grew by about 20 people that week. Now, I did a workshop, my signature workshop, this workshop right now that you're in, 2 weeks later to the same audience, and my email list grew by more than 500 people. And so here's the kicker. Signature workshops are so much more effective than podcast interviews or guest appearances on somebody's blog or guest appearances on somebody's YouTube channel. And the reason is because if you're doing a podcast, people are passive listeners. They're doing the dishes. They're driving in their car. When it comes to the end of the podcast, it's like, great, where can people find you? You're like, oh yeah, I'm on Instagram. They come to my website. I got a program coming up. They're driving and they're doing shit. They're not going to stop what they're doing to go to your website to buy the thing. And the podcast ends and you know what happens? It goes on to the next podcast and we are forgotten. So it's one of those things of like, podcasts are great. They help to like build your brand. But my strategy, which I'm going to pass along to you, is don't reach out for podcast interviews. Reach out to get people hosting your signature workshop. When they say yes, say, great. And I see you have a podcast. Do you want to have me on the podcast before the workshop so that we can promote the free workshop and your audience can get to know me? And then they say, that's a great idea. Or they say, no, I'm not interested in having your workshop, but I'd love to have you on my podcast. And they're great. It's a win-win. But pitch the workshop, not the podcast, because you'll get way more traction with a signature workshop than you will a podcast. Just wanted you to know that. I've learned from experience. Okay, so next one, profit sharing. This is really cool. I mean, I've done some very innovative experiments in the realm of profit sharing. And one of which is what we're doing at Magic Kids. So Magic Kids is a pretty rad publishing company, if I may say so myself. This isn't the one. So here it is. Magic Kids. We're the first ever fair pay publishing company. We've built a very epic app that has the best audio stories, a giant music library of kids music, conscious curated kids music, every genre, rock and roll, hip hop, folk, jazz, country, dance, etc. And then kids meditations. Every story comes with curriculum. And so what we've done to grow our library, because I'm just one man, I can only write so many stories. And caveat on the stories, if you're a parent or grandparent out there, you got to check these out. So we have a team of producers that score all the music and sound effects. We've worked with close to 100 voice actors. I voice act in them. And the stories are like movies for the ears to get kids off screens and into their imaginations. So as a fair pay publishing company, we have an artist section on our website where we get authors submitting stories, illustrators designing our albums, and we've done 18 books so far. We get our musicians submitting their amazing music libraries. We have over 600 songs on our app now. We get our voice actors who offer their voice skills, meditation guides, and our producers as well. And so what we do is 50% of the revenue after this admin fee off the top goes straight into the artist pool. And that is divvied up to all of our artists based on their content engagements inside of the app so that they can all get paid well for being a part of what we're doing. So that's a revenue share. That was inspired by how a lot of these apps do it. It was also inspired by a part of how we shifted our Magic Media business model years ago. So we don't do client work anymore. I do coaching and consulting, but we don't do like full builds. Like, you know, we build mighty networks. We've done tons of production work over the years and offer business strategy, design work, etc. And typically we don't do any sort of client work. But what we do offer our services, but as business partners. Now, for any of you service providers out there that might have an agency or something like that, This was life-changing for me. I used to get so drained from these 4 to 6 month client projects. And then I had this idea of like, what if we just took a smaller monthly retainer for 12 months and then we get a revenue share on everything we build for 3 years? And that's exactly what we do. So we get a retainer plus a percentage of the revenue. And usually it's a 2 to 3 year long contract. So we're not just like doing a little thing. We're actually going on this long journey with our partners. And we've generated several million dollars over the last 4 years since switching our model. And we get the rev share on those. So a rev share, it varies for based on what it is that we're doing. A lot of the things that we built are Mighty Network online communities, but we've also done, we do launch strategy, design work, video, audio, et cetera. It's like the whole gamut of running one of these online businesses, just like you see me doing here. And so that was life-changing because all of a sudden my entrepreneurial spirit was fed by doing these client or partnership projects. And we were able to make way more money as a result of the reward we get at the end of these projects. So partnerships is a really unique and interesting model if you're looking for that. And then this takes me to the next one, which is similar but different, collaborations. Oh, sorry about the formatting there, folks. Collaborations are similar to like what Tad and I are doing right now. So this is a collaboration right here. So Tad Hargrave, Marketing for Hippies, he and I are co-teaching the Craft and Tour Your Signature workshop training that's happening this September. And we're splitting the revenue fairly based on, you know, how we're showing up and providing the service of this training here. So you could collaborate, design a course with somebody you love working with. When I used to travel the world doing retreats, I would often have a collaborator that would co-lead the retreat and help fill it up. That was a really fun way to go on these wild and amazing adventures and not be 100% responsible for the entire thing. So think about it and write it down right now. Like, who's somebody super cool that you would love to collaborate with on a product, a course, a training, a retreat, maybe even just like a little 2-day weekend experience? Because collaborations are great. You can both bring your gifts. You don't have to be 100% on for the whole thing. You could lean into each other for the marketing. You can partner on the marketing. Tad and I just did a marketing design session the other day, and we've got 8 different things we're collaborating on leading up to the launch in September. So that's something to think about and act upon, because we're way better when we're doing it in collaboration with people we love and we care about. And it brings this alchemy that is not possible when we try and do things all by ourselves. So that's another one. Let's continue. Next one. Oh, that's the training. Next one's affiliate marketing. So affiliate marketing is basically you get people to promote your product, your course, your launch, your coaching, and they get a percentage. It could be 10%. It could be up to 50%. I never do 50% commissions. If you're doing an affiliate launch, you got to make sure you're extremely organized and you have an amazing media page. And I'm just going to show you. So like for ours, Tad and I have about a dozen affiliates so far. If you want to be an affiliate for this training, reach out to me after the workshop. And we created this beautiful little media page where it's like a little welcome video from me, welcome video from Tad. What this is all about and how you can participate, how to get an affiliate. And we're doing this really cool pricing experiment. Highly recommend it. Basically, our regular price for the trainings, $9.95. And every month on the first, the price goes up by $100. So April, we made one announcement email and we had 17 people already sign up. We've already cleared, I think, $10,000 or $12,000 in sales for this program. The price went up by $100. So that's what I meant with the coupon code of like, if you sign up now, you save $350 because the price goes up again. And so our affiliates can get our partners can get their affiliate link. They can see 5 ways to promote the training. We have 3 promotional emails. They can copy paste, add their links, 6 social media posts. We've got extra educational resources that they can include on social or in emails, a bunch of banner images here, and some biopics and bios, and then links to follow our work. So make it really easy. The only way you're ever going to have a successful affiliate launch is if you're extremely organized and you lock in people's promotional dates and you follow up with them. Such an important piece. And a page like this, if you can just design a page like this, when somebody says, yes, I want to be affiliate, you send them to the page, it's got everything they need. That is going to lead to a winning affiliate launch. And just make sure you follow up a couple times leading up so that they remember to schedule it in. Affiliate launches can be amazing. I mean, we've literally generated tens of thousands of dollars over the years by having other people promote our stuff. And affiliates, you could also do referrals of like, hey, client referrals. If you send me clients, I'll give you 10% of that, because it's better than paying 10% marketing budget to Mark Zuckerberg and helping him get richer. I'd rather pay my friends than pay Zuckerberg anything. So that's something to remember when you're thinking about doing affiliate stuff, is like, you're just paying your friends to support you. You'd be investing that money in your marketing budget anyway. So it might as well go to people you care about and enjoy doing business with. Next, sponsorships. If you're hosting an event, you're hosting a series. One of my buddies who's in our Magic Mind, I mean, he got like a big tech sponsor that does live streaming gear to give him $10,000 cash and a whole bunch of gear, thousands of dollars in gear for sponsoring his podcast. So if you have enough eyeballs, you can find sponsors that are aligned. If you're doing a local workshop or event, local businesses love sponsoring local things. So I would say think more locally as well as you're building your business. This next one, and this is really great, strategic partnerships. So think outside of the box on like, how does what you have mix with somebody else? Magic Kids, we are literally closing some phenomenal partnerships right now that will put us in front of hundreds of thousands of kids and families and educators and generate so much more money. I it's epic. So we're closing these deals right now. We just closed one with Soul Shop, an education organization out of the US. They go into schools, they do empowerment programs, and then they sell packages to the schools. They're now putting all of their base program stuff inside of the grown-up mode section of our Magic Kids app. And so every program they sell to the schools, Magic Kids gets a percentage of those sales. And so this September, we're going to have 100 to 150,000 kids accessing the app as a result of this one partnership. And as you can guess, that's going to generate significant revenue for Magic Kids, as well as our artist royalty pool, which is amazing. We have a headphone and baby stroller company that we're exploring right now and close to contract sign to have Magic Kids streaming through all of their tech. We're working on licensing partnership for all of the libraries across British Columbia and Manitoba to offer all their library card holders access to the Magic Kids app. We're tapping into homeschool hubs all over the planet to gain access with like a bulk licensing deal. So if you get creative, and when you have time to actually do some thinking because you're not on social media wasting your time, you can come up with some amazing ways to partner with companies and organizations who are looking for you because you have something that they like and want to be a part of. And they've got something, potentially an audience that they can put you in front of. And then you mash those things together. And that's the alchemy that we're looking for to grow your impact and your revenue. You don't have to do it on social media. Is that clear yet? Don't have to be on social media. Next one, free coaching Fridays. I started this experiment last October and I have continued because I love it. Every Friday, I have 2 hours of slots available, which is 6 15-minute coaching sessions that people can book, and they're free. They're laser focused. They basically ask the question, what is the one thing you want support with? And we just dive in deep. And I offer follow-up resources out of the goodness of my heart. And some people join my Magic Mind. Some people join my programs. Everybody walks away feeling really good, including myself. So I do this. I'm going to share a link at the end of this thing here where you can book your 15-minute coaching session with me in the coming weeks if you want. Next, the thing that everybody resists, but you forget, family and friends. When was the last time you asked family and friends to, hey, do you know anybody that's struggling with this, this, or this? Just pass this link along if you do. And you never know, family or friends might be able to help send you some business. Chances are there's enough people in your direct network that could potentially send you enough business to get you really going in a big direction. Next, YouTube Shorts. I don't consider YouTube to be social media. It's more entertainment and education. I've been a YouTuber since 2007. The first video I ever posted, called the Gratitude Dance, went viral. That led to speaking tours all over the planet. Not the planet, sorry, all over North America for 2 years. That kind of kickstarted my personal growth career as a teacher and workshop facilitator, etc., which led into my meditation, which led into business coaching, etc. So YouTube Shorts are great. YouTube Shorts are rewarding YouTubers because they're trying to keep up with TikTok. So if you start posting short under 60 second videos, you can get some great traction. I use an app called CapCut, C-A-P-C-U-T. It's really fun for editing videos on your phone. Bonus points if you start to create B-roll footage of, like, you know, getting creative, making it a work of art, adding some music. There's millions of songs inside of CapCut that you have access to. So YouTube Shorts is a great way to find new networks. And then here's eight that we've done with Magic Kids. Press releases. So send out press releases to your local media or international media. Get in magazines. Get people doing write-ups about you. Sell stuff in retail stores if you have hard, like, physical products like books, which we do. Markets and trade shows. Majority of our book sales have come from markets. Generosity marketing. When we started Magic Kids, we gave away 500 books. We targeted about a dozen companies that we loved. We reached out to them. We said, we love what you do. We appreciate you. We want to send all the parents on your team some books. And that's what we did. That actually led us to start working with one of the biggest comedy ad agencies in the world, the Harmon Brothers, who we just produced and released 31 comedy videos, which I'm going to just for fun. So I love karma. I think it's a wonderful thing. That it's, you know, keeps us in alignment. And so we did these 31 comedy videos with the Harmon Brothers. They helped us to write them. Our team produced them. And the plan, we had $20,000. The $6,000 was for our manager to manage the ads campaign. The other $14,000 was to basically spread these virally across social media to drive traffic to the app. Yeah, social media, I said that. We were going to try social media. That was my big comeback about 6 weeks ago. And in the first week of launching our Facebook ads with all these comedy videos, we got our account hacked. And then Facebook canceled our ads account. They refused to put it back up, which I thought was hilarious and perfect karma for all the smack I've talked about Mark Zuckerberg and social media over the years. And so we ended up pivoting our campaign over to YouTube Shorts, which actually felt really good for me. And I wish we would have done it in the first place. Fortunately, we only spent $2,000 on social media and we had plenty of budget left. So what we did is we launched our campaign and we did in the last 6 weeks. Let me see here. I got we had these 31 videos that are on YouTube. Our most popular video has 600,000 views and it's still climbing by 10 to 20,000 a day right now. So this is our most popular video. And we had all these other videos that are, like, themed around our messaging. And we had the most fun ever writing and producing these. We got the Screen Zombie series, fairy skits, alien skits. We have a bunch that are geared towards our artists and our fair pay publishing. If anybody knows the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, we did some parodies about this evil guy, Klaus Schnob, who's trying to take over the world. And we just had a blast to drive traffic. We've had... it's almost 1.3 million views in the last 6 weeks on our YouTube channel. We have about 2,000 subscribers on our Magic Kids YouTube channel now as a result of these comedy ads. And now what's great is we're getting 1 to 4 new subscribers a day at the moment with these going. Our budget's now down to like $50 a day. But what's cool, with more revenue we generate through Magic Kids, we can now... directly target all the people who've watched more than 50% of our videos, the 25,000 people who have liked our videos, people who have subscribed. We can create lookalike audiences. All of a sudden, because we infused a bunch of energy into this campaign, we can do a lot of retargeting campaigns. So here's just one of the videos, just for fun, because, you know, 60 seconds. Here you go.
Hello, class. Welcome to Play University. Today, we're gonna unlock the power of play!
I'd rather unlock the power of a good nap.
First, we're gonna pretend we're in a castle surrounded by dragons! I see we need an easier game.
We're now gonna play a game called This Is Not a Banana. Watch and learn. Love rays, zing, zing, zing. Your turn, Mom.
This is a banana.
Dad.
It's a boomerang. That was kind of fun.
This is a challenging case. We're gonna have to bring out the big guns.
Magic Kids. Audio stories, music, and imagination meditations.
And fun activities too!
So that was that video. You know, three of our videos right now are growing by 5 to 15, 20,000 on their own organically now. And we're just going to keep making comedy. Comedy is going to be one of the ways that we're really growing our brand awareness. Now, the comedy is like a long-term marketing strategy of getting our audience to fall in love with us. I will share the link to this page in the notes at the end if anybody wants to get inspired about maybe producing a bunch of comedy. It was epic. We had so much fun making these videos. So next, workshop tours. When I was teaching meditation, I would choose a city. Edmonton, Alberta was one I went to every year. I would find 5 yoga studios or wellness centers to let me teach a 2-hour intro workshop. I would charge $30 a head. I'd usually get 15 to 50 people sign up for that intro workshop. And then I would lead a day-long workshop that I would charge up to probably $300 to $500 for. And I would also sell my audio library at those. And I made a lot of money touring doing the workshop tours. It's just like a target city. And then you do the intro at a bunch of different places. They help you promote it and fill it up. And then you invite all the people that come to those to come to a day-long experience at the end of the week. And that was a great model. It was a lot of fun. So if you have a workshop you could tour, find cities. People love when the guest teacher comes to town. Everybody wants to show up to the guest teacher more than they want to show up to the hometown person. So audience competitions, and then just think locally. How can you do more of your work on a local level? Everybody wants to get on the internet because there's more people, and everybody forgets that there's enough people right in your local community to probably make a booming business happen. So how can social media work? We're just getting to the end of this, and then we're going to do some Q&A. So hold your questions just a few more moments and get ready, because I'm happy to coach some folks and answer questions. So social media can work if you have a clear strategy. You have a publishing schedule. So you are a media company if you're working on the internet, and you need to have a publishing schedule. How often do you send newsletters? How often do you post? You have to batch that work so you don't waste time. And next, be disciplined, you know, with that whole little phone in your pocket. Stop going there every time you have a spare moment to scroll the wall. Hire a team to do it. Hire somebody. That $25 an hour can go to somebody who loves social media that can leverage your brand and your time, and you can spend your time on the other activities like networking, teaching, coaching, touring your signature workshop, etc. And make your work art, because you got to stand out this day and age. You have to. You got to do something artful, and it's more fun that way. If you like elements of social media, like the community connections, we use Mighty Networks for a lot of our online communities. It's an amazing platform. You can build communities. You can do courses. You can connect. You can offer live streaming events. You can have a forum. There's so many different ways to play with the business model inside of it. It's a great platform. I'd highly recommend it. And then my invitation to all of you, after listening to this rapid fire experience today, is give yourself the gift of reevaluating your marketing strategy. Is what you're doing working in the ways you want it to? Decide if it works for you. Spend a day making a new plan, like literally book it today, even half a day on the weekend. And leave social media if you must. I'm not telling anybody to leave, but you make up your mind and protect your time and consciousness. That's the most important thing. It feels like there's a psychological warfare happening on the interweb, and it's important for you to do what you must to protect your time, because it's precious and valuable. And the last thing you want on your deathbed is to look back on your life and see how many minutes were wasted scrolling that thing. And protect your consciousness. Stay pure. It's like, do the things that make you come alive. That's going to be your greatest gift to the world. That's going to be what helps you be magnetic to find the right people to work with you. This training, if you don't have a signature workshop, I can't recommend joining this enough with Tad and I. It's powerful. You're going to build something incredible that you can tour again and again and again. We're going to give you all of our templates, from email outreach to booking to landing pages to media pages, etc., so that by the end of this training, you can take that workshop on tour for all of 2025 and fill up your schedule touring a workshop that leads people into your other programs. If you dig my style, come check out my Magic Mind. We do 3 live events every week. You get access to all my creator templates that we use for all of our partners. You get access to all our trainings, our courses. It's a custom coaching journey. I basically prescribe to you the best next steps to be taking, and I get to know everybody personally in it. You get a 30-minute coaching session the minute you sign up, and away we go. I have a PDF. It's going to be for this that you can print out as a reminder of all these extra strategies. Anytime you find yourself wasting time on social media, you can come back to the PDF as a reminder. Share this masterclass on social media, please, because I'm not there. That'd be great. And we're going to just take a moment right now, up to 2 minutes. Choose 2 strategies from this session that you're going to focus on for the next 2 months. Pull your energy back from the social matrix and choose 2 things that you could devote yourself to over the next 2 months to build a whole new foundation. What are they? Either write them in the chat or write them down on a piece of paper. I want this to stick, because there's a better way to go about doing the business than you're currently doing if you are spending time on social. And I've named 19 that we have implemented. All right, Carrie, email marketing and signature workshop. Booyah! Strategic partnerships and YouTube shorts. Love it. That's great. Doing your signature workshop and building your email list. Your signature workshop will be the best email list tool that you have ever implemented. I promise you that. It's like it works again and again and again. I was just doing a coaching session with somebody earlier today, and they're like, I'm going to hire somebody. What role should I hire? How do I prioritize what to hire them for? And I said, the number one role, if you're hiring anybody, is you should get somebody to do all of your signature workshop outreach. They research the 100 contacts. They do all the outreach. They manage that for you. That is the best hire you could do, even if they're working 5 to 8 hours a week. That's going to help you grow your business more than any other position you could hire for. If you have a social media manager, fire them and hire somebody to manage your signature workshops. I promise you that'll be the greatest investment in this next year. You will come back to me and you will say, holy shit, I did exactly as you said, and our business is doing better than it's ever done just because of the signature workshops. I did not plan that the signature workshop was going to be my marketing strategy. I literally just had Todd Hargrave ask me, hey, dude, can you come teach my audience about, you know, how you left social media and what you did? And I was like, sure. And I put this workshop together, and then it's just evolved over the last 18 months. So here's a whole whack of links there in the chat that I've shared. Copy and paste those and check them out if you're interested in any of the things. Claire is going to do strategic partnerships and build your email list. Love it. Think more locally. That's a beautiful thing. Build your village around you. The real people is where it's at. Family iPad. What a unique name. Launch your digital business in a day and do your signature workshop. Awesome. Simon's going to do a signature workshop and build your email list. Paula, email marketing and continue to develop your signature workshop this fall. Love it. Yeah, the signature workshop it's such a powerful tool for getting visibility in new audiences, because people who have email lists, they hold their email list as sacred. What they're looking to do is provide value to their email list. And you coming in and offering a workshop on a topic that aligns with what they're trying to do for their audience, but they don't necessarily have that same skill set, it's complementary, you're bringing a gift to them and their audience. And you can reciprocate. You know, oftentimes if somebody has, if I like their vibe and if they have a complimentary topic, they'll come teach workshops to my audience, and there's reciprocity in that. Or they'll come on my podcast if they prefer. So that's something really great. Now let's do some questions as well. If anybody has questions, you can either raise your hand and unmute yourself, or you can type your question into the chat. Either work. Oh, and while I remember, the coupon code that you want for the signature workshop training is right there. SIG-workshop-50-off. That's good till tomorrow at midnight. So use that. And if anybody has any questions, now's the time. Okay, so Celeste asks, how to choose criteria for how to choose where to focus first. Celeste, do you want to unmute yourself and come live with me here? Where are you there?
Hey, happy to. Hi.
Hi. Yeah. So you're talking about like which marketing strategy to implement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So which ones are you currently doing out of the 19? Which ones are you like actively in a rhythm with? Any of them?
I teach on a regular basis, and a lot of that is in Zoom rooms and live.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm really good at having coffee chats with people. And I would say that in the last year, the majority of my business has come from just being willing to have conversations, just short conversations with people that are very meet and greet. And occasionally some free consulting comes out of that. I try to throttle that appropriately, right? So that, you know, I'm not working for free. But a lot of that does lead to them going, oh, well, can you help me with, or, oh, I know someone who needs what you do. And anyway, so without going into any long stories, I literally ended up doing that because I was so fried on social media. And I was like, literally the only thing I honestly know how that I knew I could do without fumbling or stressing out about was just to make friends.
Yeah.
So to that extent, I'm doing that part pretty well. And yeah, I do know how to teach pretty well. I think that after going through a certain like a burnout and different things, a recovery from a pretty significant back injury, coming back to business, it's been a little bit like, do I have the energy to grow my email list? It's like, I'm somebody who works in a marketing adjacent profession. I'm in a brand strategy. So I know these things, but I'll tell you, like, I look out and it's like, that just looks like a lot of things to consider. And I work in a marketing adjacent profession. I'm telling you, I'm not even sure how to choose the next thing. So whatever you might do with that.
Great. 100% signature workshop. So you love teaching, design a workshop, tour that workshop, you know, make it a goal to tour that workshop 10 times before this year's over. Make it a goal to teach that workshop 25 times in the next year. If you focus on that of like design your ultimate workshop, what is the best way that a new audience can come into your world and you can provide them with a result, and design that workshop experience, the 60 minutes, you teach your story, you ground them into your philosophy, you give them their first breakthrough experience, which is like, you know, 30 to 40 minutes worth of the content in it. And you call them into action. So what are you selling at the end? Is it a program? Is it coaching, etc.? So that'd be one signature workshop for sure, because that's the email list growth part. You can work that part-time and grow your audience significantly more than posting on social. Number two, you said you like to do like the coffee chats. So design like a themed free coaching thing. So for me, I do these 15-minute laser focused coaching sessions. There's 6 spots on Fridays. Sometimes they're all full, sometimes they're not. But you could design like a coffee and a coach sort of like themed thing where it's like, you come, we drink coffee, you get coaching, you walk away with, and then clarify the outcome of these free coffee things. And that's, you know, in the follow-up email after the coaching session, you send them some follow-up notes of like, I always take notes when I do these things. Here's your notes and here's some next steps if you're interested in working together. You know, here's my coaching page, here's the Magic Mind, here's my upcoming program that might be relevant to you, etc. It's awesome. It's such a great marketing tool because you get to help them have a quick result, and it's easy. And I just book, you know, 2 hours a Friday. I'm not on social, so I got time on Fridays to do some free coaching sessions. So that would be number two that I would say. And then aside from those two, were there any others that jumped out at you while I was going through that you like sparked some curiosity and some fire inside you? Like, ooh, I should try that.
Let me take a look at my notes here super quick.
Yeah.
While I skim my notes, I want to get me your thoughts about this. Like, one of the things that I think that can be hard for people who do really big project-based work, like I do, is the thing about spending a lot of time and energy doing doing the consultation, getting to know the client, finding out the problems, and then prepping proposals, and some of that work tends to be customized, which of course is a lot of what people will pay for in my industry. But the point I'm going where I'm going with this is I'm like, okay, 15-minute free coaching calls, consulting calls, coffee and coach. Part of me kind of wonders about, I mean, I think I know the answer to this, but I'm asking you to reflect. Be like, upselling them into a paid consultation, which for me is them paying to get in my funnel, paying essentially paying to get to have a discovery call, which I would love
And that that's
because they're kind of a heavy lift. Discovery calls can be a real, like, they can be.
so that'll be where you have to dial in your systems and figure out how this does work for you. Like, what are some of the next logical steps? And then fine-tuning those systems and processes to help make it easier and more lubricated to get people going through those onboarding pieces. But the best way for people to enter into our ecosystems and come on the long arc journey, whether it's hiring us or working with us as an agency, et cetera, is definitely by experiencing us live, in person or on Zoom, coming to a workshop live, coming
And I have
to a live discovery call, et cetera. Like, if people can feel us live and feel our investment in them, it's a whole different game than like going through an email autoresponder series, which most people delete the moment it shows up in their inbox.
Yeah, I know I do. I know I do. Okay, good, good. I'll spend some time thinking about that. Okay, well, without taking up a ton of time, I'll answer the question you asked, which is, and hopefully it's relevant to someone else in the room. I think that the next thing that I would probably try to leverage, and again, to the people in the room, I'm a service provider. So there are people who have a work that is adjacent to mine. They're colleagues, not competitors. And because I have great relationships with a lot of those people, like there, I do think about like, wow, we should collaborate. Wow, I should get in front of their audience, right? Which is a lot of what like you and Tad teach about. But I do often feel a little shy about opening the conversation about why, like why they would love a collaboration, why they would love to have me in front of their audience, even though I know it. It's somehow easy for me to pitch to buyers, but not as easy for me to pitch to my colleagues, which I'll get over it. But yeah, approach. What are your thoughts about approach?
I mean, we have templates for that. But I would say essentially it's remembering the Holy Trinity of like you, them, and their audience. How do you communicate effectively where everybody wins? So the first thing is you have to contextualize it, help them understand that you see the purpose of their work and the work that they do with their audience. So you contextualize that in the first part of the email of like, I love the work you're doing around online marketing, getting off social media, and helping people to infuse their passion into everything they're doing, whatever the thing is. So you contextualize that you see them and you see what they're doing. Say, this is what I do and how it's relevant to your audience. And I have this 60-minute workshop that I'm taking on tour right now, virtually. And I feel here's why I think this could be relevant for you. Here's a media page. You can watch a past version of it. You can check out all the information on it. Are you interested in hosting me for this? If yes, let me know and we can set up a call or I can send you more details. It's like you try and keep it as short as possible. And I think all of us just got to get over the no. Just get over the no. Some people are going to say no. Many will say yes. I've been actually, the reason I'm harping on the signature workshop is like this has been the easiest, most effective way I've ever marketed in my 20-year career. I wish I would have been doing this so long ago because I wasted so much time banging my head against the wall to try and find people. And this has been the most satisfying because I'm just showing up and teaching and inspiring people and coaching, which is what I just do. And then most you'll find with like the right sequence of events that you lay out, people are actually genuinely enthusiastic about hosting you. It's like that's been my experience. The 57 people that I taught the training to last year, so many of them were like, huh, this was way easier. People are booking me. It's happening. And it's just like, oh yeah, yeah, this stuff works. So I would just say, like, you got to contextualize it. You got to have a really compelling email and reason why your work lines up with their work, and pitch them on just like, host this. I'll show up. I'll do all the teaching. I'll make it really easy for you to say yes to this. And if they say no, that's okay too. Some people are going to say no. Some people
are. Thank you so much for all these things. I appreciate the time you spent with me.
You got it. Yeah, of course. I'm sure it was relevant for most of the people out here. Let's see, Claire, is this a question? I used to be communications director, but I am useless at communicating with my ideal clients. I could communicate it on behalf of a big corporate, but find it really hard to communicate about my own small business. I fear that people won't be interested in content I send them about team dynamics, culture, etc. It's a real hang up of mine and stops me wanting to create an email list and send newsletters. Any tips for overcoming that fear? Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me, and you feel free to unmute yourself and speak for yourself, but sounds to me you're just not inspired enough about the topic, or you haven't found your own unique creative flavor inside of this. So one of the things that I always encourage people to do, and one of our trainings is like, here's all the different ways you can do content. And I wish I had that in front of me right now, but I think there's like 20 different ways you can do content. One of the most powerful, compelling, and fun ways to do content is storytelling. So if you're teaching, you know, if your topic is around team dynamics and culture, what if you told some real life stories of experiences of like, hey, you know, there was this director, his name's Hal. Hal is a real jerk. He thought that his leadership style was all about bossing people around. And here's some specific examples of what happened. Here's how the company blew up. People were quitting left, right, and center. Yeah. And then, you know, we came in and we worked with Hal and the team and we made this shift. And here's the outcome and what happened to the company after. I mean, storytelling is one of the most powerful things. Some of my most impactful content I've ever created are when I'm just telling a story about something that happened to me, or an experiment we tried that went haywire, or an experiment we tried that worked really well. And people are just listening to a story and they're learning through the story. I mean, that's why Magic Kids is such a cool company, is like, we just get to tell stories and teach life lessons and principles and values through the stories and the characters and their adventures, and kids can learn them and embody them. So, that would be my one thing. How do you get inspired?
That's helpful. Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you for that. I mean, it's not that I'm not really inspired by the topic. I love what I do. But yeah. One of the problems I have, I'm a real person of sort of real credibility.
Yeah.
I really want to be so credible. And it's a bit of a chicken and egg. It's almost like I need to find the clients in order to build the kind of stories that I can tell.
Yeah.
So I'm almost thinking, and I tend to, when I do write things, it tends to be about things that are in the media. So it'll be, we have this big post office scandal in the UK, which to me has a great sort of link to culture and what went wrong. So I write about stuff like that on LinkedIn, for example.
Yeah.
But the idea of actually sending an email about it to people, somehow on social media, you can be a little bit kind of like, it's like people can take it or leave it, they can scroll through it, whereas an email, it's sort of, it's going into their inbox, and it almost feels like it could be potentially irritating, and it's just, yeah, it's a real kind of, yeah, real mind block.
Guess
but as
what?
You say,
if it's irritating, they're going to unsubscribe.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's like, what's been really interesting since last year, it was actually an interview I did on my podcast with Ross, who's from the Conversion Engineering. And he said, I only send emails on days I want to make money. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting philosophy. And so I was like, I'm going to try that. I'm going to, instead of doing my one email a week, I'm going to actually start just emailing anytime I have something to say. And you would think that unsubscriptions would increase, open rates would decrease, click-throughs would decrease, but it did the opposite. More people have opened my emails. My open rates went from like an average of 25 to 30% to 30 to 40%. I get way more clicks now when I send my emails. Unsubscribes, I mean, it's whatever. It's, people don't resonate. They don't resonate. It doesn't really matter if people unsubscribe. But do you know what you're doing by not sending those emails? You are depriving people who gave you permission to send them information and inspiration around your topic of expertise. You're depriving them of that, which they have requested from you by joining your email list. And so I would say, why are you depriving them of your brilliance and the gifts that you have to share? And in depriving them, you're depriving yourself of the reciprocity that comes around when we step into our power and we do the thing that we're supposed to be doing in our world.
Thank you. Stop that. Yes.
Stop blocking it. Your life. Stop blocking the universe. Stop blocking the flow of inspiration from moving through you every single day. The more you share, the more good energy you generate in the world. And the more good things are going to come back around. But when we hold ourselves back, when we stop sharing our gifts, we block it and we wonder why we feel like shit every day. It's because we're blocking it. We're blocking the flow. So don't block the flow. Email them 4 days a week if you've got something important to share. Tell more stories. People learn through stories.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, you got this. That was the intervention you were waiting for. All right, Sue, go for it. Feel free to unmute yourself.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really following your program. Just 2 months back, I revamped my offers. I had too many offers, too many products. Yeah. So I put in the membership and I created one signature workshop, which I'm launching next week. And it becomes life very, I think it made my life very easier because now when I go on podcast, I have only one or two offers. I don't have multiple offers, so people are not confused. And I think it is working out really, really well. I'm so happy to attend your today's presentation. And I'm really happy to know that I'm on the right path. And I would really like to work with you and collaborate with you because it was very enlightening. Thank you.
I love it. I'm so happy that you're feeling the simplification of the path in front of you. And that ultimately is like, that's a good sign. If it's like, oh, it's simple. You do this thing, you try and get on as many virtual stages as possible, and you just repeat that. And then the matter is like, you watch, are people coming to your workshop and are they joining the next thing on your journey? It's beautiful. Thank you for that. I'm stoked to hear, and I can't wait to hear how it goes, you know, in 3 months from now, as you start to tour that workshop and bring people through your other programs.
Yeah. And I created various layers depending on their need. I'm providing the solutions. For example, I have done with you or do it yourself. So depending on where it is, but I have only one offer, but at various levels. So it is converting really well, and I can even planning to raise the prices because I really see it is in great demand, and I totally appreciate. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, and this is a follow-up to Claire's question here. So I just found this as well. So here's like a bunch of different content marketing ideas. So personal stories, client stories, case studies, articles. You could do like tips, tricks and hacks for creating compelling videos. You could go on rants. So rants are typically like really heated conversations about a topic that you have a very strong opinion about and you rant about it. You could rant about the way that you see other people doing it. So if you're in online marketing, you see a whole bunch of douchebags, you call those douchebags out, you name their tactics, and then you rant about the opposite of like what you would recommend doing. Opinion pieces, fictional stories. You could literally write fiction stories, you know, that could be like client stories or personal stories, but you create fictional characters. Downloadable PDFs, which you'll get access to in those links that I shared in the chat. Video and podcast episodes, interviews, how I learned to, and then name the lesson, the 3 to 7 steps to, name the result, the untold story of. So like I recently did a video and podcast episode of the untold story of how I almost died meditating. And it got a lot of people engaged with that piece of content, my newsletter and on YouTube. So it's like, there's so many different ways that we can do content, and it takes some experimentation to find the ways that you love. For me, comedy has always been one of my favorite things. And I'm so grateful that with Magic Kids, I now have a writing room team And every week we're working on comedy now. And for me, that's one of the greatest joys of my life, is like be able to write comedy and for that to be impacting my business in a positive way. It's the best. So it just takes some experimentation and to like stay true to our true north. You know, like, what do you love to do? Do you love making YouTube videos? You know, is that what you love to do? Then make art. Let's see here. Richard asks, how do you differentiate between signature workshop, masterclass, and webinar? I mean, call it what you want. It's all the same thing. The idea is like your signature workshop becomes the majority of new audiences' first introduction to you and your work. It is like the perfect gateway into your world. Now, truth be told, I'm working on another signature workshop that I've been kind of mulling over for quite a while. But like, you know, thriving in business without social media, I'm not necessarily like a marketing coach, but through this workshop, you're getting to understand my life philosophies around village building, community, connection, how important the lifestyle is for living an activated, fulfilling life as a human and an entrepreneur. You're getting to understand through this exchange that we're having here, who I am as a coach, who I am as a teacher, whether or not you resonate with me, whether or not you feel like you could get results if we work together. But like this, the other workshop that I'm working on that I'm hopefully going to launch by the end of the year is like, how, as an entrepreneur, how do you turn your life's work into a work of art? And to me, that feels more aligned with like the holistic approach that I have as an entrepreneur, as a creator, as a coach, is like when we can merge that inner entrepreneur and that inner creator and artist, that's when the magic sparks happen. That's where like the full power of who we are as creators gets to come through, and we really can be more magnetic. And so if you haven't got there yet, that's something, that's a thought experiment to explore. And it's a powerful place to be when you can bring those pieces together of yourself. And that'll be my next signature workshop that I start offering and touring. How often do I do my signature workshop? So last year I did 20. This year I'm probably on track to do about 20 different stages. Next month we have two huge ones with very big audiences. So I'm curious to see how those increase the email list and all that sort of stuff. But as often as possible, you know, like you're, when people say yes to hosting, you send them a calendar booking link and you just have slots that are available anytime, anywhere. The other thing is you can tour your signature workshop in person. So last year I did two different community work hubs and I went in, it's like an evening thing, and they, you know, they serve beer and wine. And I taught a 2-hour version of this workshop where there was more interaction and live coaching and all that sort of stuff. So that's also something you could do, is like find some local work hubs, find some local business groups, or depending on the topic you're teaching, that you could go in and try this workshop out. Doesn't have to all be online. In fact, in person is oftentimes more satisfying. It's just more scalable to do it online because you can be home and you could do 3 a day. Any other questions before we part ways in a few minutes? Oh, sweet. We have, you're starting your new beginning, your first signature workshop. That's so great. Way to go. Love it. Okay, if there's no more questions, then this can be our moment. I hope you take some time to reflect on what we've done here, because, you know, it really, you could really change things in a big way for your business, you know, with a simplified marketing strategy, with focusing more on your leveraging your gifts and your skills. You could still have a presence on social media, but pay somebody to do that. And there's the links again, copy and paste those links. I highly recommend, if you don't have a signature workshop, if you want to get those systems up, that will get you on tour for next year. You can sign up right there. And you know, the Magic Mind is a space that, if you want powerful coaching in your life at an affordable price, that's where I'd recommend any of you that want to work together. come check out. And that includes the signature workshop training, includes all my programs and everything. So thank you everybody for being here, for your time, for your presence, and for the good work that you're doing in the world. I really, really appreciate you. And I hope this has been impactful. And let me know if I can improve it in any ways in the future. Thank you, and hopefully see you all around.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Making Magic Podcast with your host, Bradley T. Morris from Magic Media. If you're inspired to leverage your life's work by crafting your transformational, educational, and inspirational media, thriving online community, profitable membership, or to turn your message into a movement, then head on over to magicmedia.com, that's M-A-J-I-K, media.com, and explore what our partnership opportunities have to offer you and your beautiful business.